Hey y'all, it's Jeff here. It is a gorgeous dusk here in LA. Sun's just going down. There's a nice breeze coming off the ocean. Clouds are starting to roll in. It just feels absolutely gorgeous. Right. So the thing I love about the internet, with everything that's available on the internet, is that you can take a simple idea, and with all the free shit you have available to you on the internet, you can... It cost me $10 to register the domain, right? Whack up a YouTube account, that's free. Open a Gmail account, that's free. Create a blog at Posterous, that's free. And I already have a Fred's account, so that's free. So... to have an idea to try to execute it and see if it's going to work, it cost me $10. Isn't that absolutely mental? I mean, if the idea works, that's awesome. If it doesn't work, who gives a shit? It only cost me $10. So, you know, I do toursmall.tv, which is the me interviewing musicians who tour green. But I got another idea last night. It took me all of 5 minutes to come up with a complete and utter simple idea. It's called The Beer Reaper, and I'd like to thank Michael Radcliffe, which is at Art Business on Twitter, and Gordon Tant, which is at GT_P, and Laudanum, at Laudanum on Twitter. Thank you, all of you. I came up with a kind of shit name, and I put it to Twitter, and I said, hey, anybody else have an interesting name for the show? And they came up with the goods, and I finally decided to do a variation on Art Business's input, which was the Drink Reaper. And I figured, well, I'm just doing beer, so it's going to be the Beer Reaper. So anyway, the Beer Reaper is essentially a beer review video blog. No big deal, right? A couple people have those. But it's got a little bit of a twist. If I like the beer, nothing happens. You get a good beer review. If I don't like the beer, it's going to die a horrific movie-style death, and that's where things get interesting, because no one beer will die the same, and hence the Beer Reaper. So, where can I go with that? Well, there's a couple things. I mean, I don't want a blog where people can put ads. What I'm thinking is if I do a good enough job... if I do a good enough job, maybe something like a BevMo or a Total Wines and More or something could pay for me to put videos on their site to do beer reviews. I'm thinking that's a pretty good idea. That's a better model than advertising. Yeah, and I think what I'll do is I'll just go into these stores, find whatever they have on special, even if I've never heard of it or ever tried it, and that'll be the beer review. That's what I'll buy, take it home, do the review. And if it sucks, I'll kill it. So there you go. That is the Beer Reaper. Look for it this week. I'll do one a week.